We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, green-going viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on Sietsat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouéa on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on Siet Kumba in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan U Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jia'i County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Putsu City, Channel 90 on Da Yung Cable TV. In Jia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio Township on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Yuansheng Township on Beikang Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Irdenet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV and Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swatter, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongoth. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzurk and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himon Cable TV. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on San Board Company. In Sanshun City in Dorongolf Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Vilitel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Celera. Channel 51 on CIMA TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, channel 41 on Telelunidos and channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2 and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26 and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Domoa SA. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, global aid increased to more than $119 billion in 2009. In humanitarian news, Brunei sociology students help disadvantaged families. In children news, the United Nations and World Bank collaborate to provide life-protecting information to parents. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 27th, we celebrate the birth of renowned scholar Ibn Khaldun, born in 1332 in Tunis, in present-day Tunisia. Recognized as one of the great thinkers of the Muslim world, Ibn Khaldun is best known for the Muqaddimah, which was an introduction to his book Kitab al-Ibar, or Universal History. The Muqaddimah has served as the foundation of the philosophy of history, sociology, ethnography, and economics. May we continue to appreciate profound insights advanced by brilliant individuals such as Ibn Khaldun.
YN News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. A cyclone that struck Chongqing Province on the night of May 5th claimed the lives of 31 people and left over 100 injured, with 900 houses and many roads left damaged. Sending her deep condolences and prayers for the victims, Supreme Master Qinghai donated funds for emergency supplies, including $15,510 for those most afflicted in Chongqing Province. Adding our Chinese Association members' contributions, the combined $16,724 donation could obtain $119,000 in urgent items if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in China.
Covering their own travel expenses, our association's local relief team brought food items and quilts to add to the local government's provisions, as well as cash aid to help families repairing or rebuilding their homes. A total of 271 families in six villages benefited, with many relief recipients who expressed their happy surprise at the unconditional gifts of kindness.
We thank the local Chinese governments for their assistance to the storm-stricken residents. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support and for the swift work of our association's relief team. May heaven comfort the families of the lost loved ones as we pray for the full recovery of all in the region and that such weather extremities are eased with humanity's greater consideration of all lives.
Tornado storm damages Germany. On Monday, May 24th, severe weather that brought a rare tornado in the region of Brandenburg in Saxony caused a six-year-old girl to perish, while 38 others were injured. Numerous homes and buildings were damaged, including loss of roofs to 80% of the houses in the town of Volde Kleintimisch.
As residents were evacuated to temporary shelters, schools remained closed on Tuesday while officials worked to assess the damage and firefighters and emergency assistance crews continued clearing roads of fallen trees and debris. We thank the German officials and other personnel for your swift and efficient response to this disaster. With our condolences for the life lost, we wish the injured and all those affected a soon return to the regularity of day-to-day life and that distressing conditions as these are alleviated through our more benevolent care of the environment.
Fatal forest fires sweep Yunnan, China. A forest fire that began in the southwestern Chinese province on Saturday, May 22nd, was spurred on by strong winds. Thanks to the efforts of provincial firefighters and volunteers, it was contained by the following day. Unfortunately, 12 villagers from Chiu Township in Lijiang City, who had gone missing while helping extinguish the flames, were later found by rescuers to have perished. Local government officials stated that the bereaved families will be provided with financial assistance. Our condolences go to the family and friends of the brave volunteers who succumbed to the blaze. With our thanks to all who worked to put out the fire, we pray that our world may soon be free of such potential dangers as we strive to be better stewards of the ecosphere.
Costa Rican volcano erupts. According to a report from National Volcanology and Seismology Observatory expert Eliezer Duarte, a series of eruptions on the morning of Monday, May 24th, caused geysers of ash and toxic gas to be emitted along with rivers of lava that flowed down the steep slopes of Costa Rica's Arenal Volcano National Park. The area, which is among the country's most popular tourist destinations, was evacuated as a safety precaution, but was able to be reopened later that day. We are grateful to know that the Arenal volcano has subsided with no injuries. May our efforts toward lifestyles and gentler harmony with nature help minimize such disturbing events as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Palestinian president pays cordial state visit to Olak or Vietnam. In the first such visit since 2001, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was welcomed by Olakese or Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Triệu on Tuesday, May 25th. During their discussions, President Triệu expressed his country's long-standing support for the peaceful establishment of an independent Palestinian state, while President Abbas conveyed admiration for the resilient spirit of the Olakese people and the nation's current achievements. The two leaders also oversaw the signing of a framework agreement for cooperation in economics, culture, education, science, sports, and tourism, along with other memorandums of understanding. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your warm and productive meetings to enhance your country's cooperation. May such endeavors bring blossoming prosperity and friendship among all Palestinian and Olakese people.
Brazil TV to reach the African public. Inaugurated by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva on Monday, May 24th, the Portuguese-language TV Brasil International will rebroadcast from Mozambique's capital, Maputo, to reach 49 African countries, including Portuguese-speaking African nations such as Angola, Mozambique, Cape Verde, Guinea-Bissau, and Sao Tome and Principe.
With programming that highlights news and culture, President Lula said that this international expansion represented a long-held dream to share Brazil in her true light. The channel is also planned for soon availability to reach some 3 million Brazilians that live abroad in other Latin American countries, as well as Canada, Europe, and the United States.
Your Excellency and Brazil, we laud your realized dream of a new international media channel. May the extended broadcasting of Brazil TV connect people throughout the world in abundant cultural enrichment and appreciation.
Save our planet. Wuhan Express News features Loving Hut and its veg low-carbon meals. Aired through Wuhan Broadcasting in both English and Chinese languages, Wuhan Express News reaches over 6 million people in Wuhan, the capital of Hubei Province and most populous city in central China. In a recent segment, Wuhan Express News reporters visited a local Loving Hut, part of the fast-growing international chain of vegan restaurants, to find out more about this eco-friendly trend of veg cuisine.
The newest diet to combat global climate change is being called the low-carbon diet. A veg restaurant located in Wuhan named Loving Hut recently opened at the foot of Guishan Mountain. Let's now take a close look with our reporter Shafiq.
Wuhan Express News showcased a behind-the-scenes look at the preparations being made for the aesthetically impressive plant-based meals offered there. The reporter also spoke with Loving Hut's chef and customers about how, in addition to its popularity, the exquisite cuisine improves both the health of diners and of the planet. Our thankfulness, Wuhan Express News, for sharing the joys and benefits of plant-based fare. May more and more people choose such a wholesome and eco-conscious vegan lifestyle to ensure our own and the Earth's well-being.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock, some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.supremastertv.com/killers.
Jordan's Queen honored with Global Humanitarian Award. The 2010 James C. Morgan Global Humanitarian Award was conferred to Her Majesty Queen Rania for her work in protecting human rights, especially in championing education for all. Presented at the Tech Museum of Innovation in California, USA, Tech Museum president and presenter Peter Freis stated, "As a champion for those in need and a powerful force in making education a reality for children everywhere, Queen Rania is an inspiring and deserving recipient of the Global Humanitarian Award. We join in applause and admiration, Your Majesty Queen Rania, for your well-deserved recognition. Blessed be your noble vision and continued tireless efforts in bringing expanded life opportunities to youths in Jordan and beyond."
U.S. couple freed in Yemen. The U.S. ambassador in Sana'a confirmed the release of the two American tourists as well as their local driver and a tour guide on Tuesday, May 25th, a day after their disappearance. Receiving the couple, the embassy also affirmed that they were unharmed and would soon return to their home in Dubai. Cooperation among local officials, mediators, citizens, and security personnel was credited for the individual's quick return. "We are glad to know of the safety of the innocent Americans and their Yemeni companions, as we thank all those involved in ensuring their peaceful freedom. May they enjoy many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends."
Save our planet. Antarctic Peninsula's Collins Glacier, an early indicator of rapid global ice melt. Glaciers are in retreat across the northern portion of the Antarctic Peninsula, which is experiencing some of the fastest climate melting across the globe.
Because Antarctica contains 90% of the world's ice and 70% of all freshwater reserves, the glacial melt is also expected to have a significant effect on rising sea levels. Some of the ice masses, such as Collins Glacier on King George Island in the northern peninsula, are forecast to disappear within two decades. In a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, leading South American glaciologist Dr. Jefferson Simoes at the Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil explained that glaciers like those on King George Island are extremely sensitive to slight temperature variations.
Ice in King George Island is near the melting point. It is near zero at the surface. Any energy that I give it to it is going to melt. So that's why we think that the glaciers in that area of the world are very good as an early warning system about climatic changes, because they respond very fast.
Dr. Simoes explained that severe global warming is speeding the melting process throughout the Antarctic Peninsula.
Just to give an example, in the northern part of the peninsula, some of the stations have shown 3 Celsius degrees increase of the mean annual temperature in a period of 50 years. Compare that with the warming that we had at the global level that was about 0.7, 0.8 degrees in 140 years.
Our appreciation, Dr. Simoes, for helping us to understand the perilous state of such ice masses as Collins Glacier and our planet. May your efforts help awaken us all and lead to rapid actions to return the balance of our ecosphere.
In her ongoing efforts to help humanity realize the urgent need to reverse global warming, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the issue of melting glaciers during an August 2009 video conference in Thailand.
Everything is heating up so quickly, as we can see from the scientists' report on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. So we must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet, organic vegetable farming. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate, to prevent further damage and disaster. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time.
Save Our Planet. University of the Philippines researchers report that Cagayan, Palawan, and Iloilo provinces are highly vulnerable to climate-induced sea level rise, while Guimaras' mango farmers have already begun to see diminished crop returns from the island's 200,000 trees.
Save Our Planet. British environmental campaigner Lewis Gordon Pugh swims across a Mount Everest glacial lake to bring attention to the world's quickly melting glaciers and urge governments toward making climate change a priority.
Save Our Planet. According to a recent report by the UK's Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, of the 370 species being offered protection as endangered in the country, only half have stabilised, with some 88 species that continue to decline.
Hi, I'm Kani the Takahi, a total vegan. Today, I would like to share a memory tip. One way to help remember something important is to send yourself an email, a voicemail, or leave a message on your answering machine. It's quick and it's paper-free. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
World News. Global aid rose in 2009. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, funds donated by 23 nations to help disadvantaged countries increased by 0.7% in 2009. This reached a total of more than $119 billion. The United States was the largest contributor, gifting $28 billion, which is an increase of 5.4% from the previous year. Our heartfelt gratitude, United States and all other generous nations. Heaven bless your caring assistance. May your kindness help bring bright tomorrows to many precious individuals.
In humanitarian news, Brunei students hold a campaign to help the underserved. A sociology charity week was organized by the students of Pusat Tingkatan in Nam Ka Tok, or PTE College, in the capital city of Bandar Seri Begawan. Participants accumulated donations and then visited homes of the disadvantaged, providing them with basics such as food and clothing. Ms. Hajja Soviana Haji Abbas, a PT sociology lecturer, stated that she felt the students would continue their concern for others. our sincere thankfulness, Pusat Tingkatan Inam Katok students, for your laudable endeavor. May all people extend a helping hand and loving heart to assist our brethren in need. Coming up, The Facts of Life provides parents with health-supporting advice. We will feed the birds and be right back. More splendid news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a respectful world. In children news, the United Nations and World Bank collaborate to deliver essential knowledge to parents and caregivers. The fourth edition of the free book, entitled Facts of Life, has been released. Some 15 million copies have been circulated in 215 languages since it was first published in 1989. It contains a wide range of practical facts and advice on pregnancy, childbirth, common illnesses, parenting, child development, and more. The latest edition can be accessed online at www.factsforlifeglobal.org with the availability of a discussion symposium. Our earnest appreciation, United Nations and World Bank, on your wonderful joint project. May this valuable information serve to enhance and protect the lives of many.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled Phone Booth, Told in Thai.
โทรศัพท์สาธารณะที่มีอยู่กำลังมีคนใช้ผู้หญิงคนหนึ่งจึงไปที่ข้างตู้อย่างสุภาพเพื่อรอจนกว่าชายคนนั้นจะใช้เสร็จแต่พอหลายนาทีผ่านไปหล่อนเริ่มสังเกตเห็นว่าชายที่อยู่ในตู้โทรศัพท์แค่ยืนอย่างเงียบๆไม่ได้พูดอะไรเลยในที่สุดหล่อนแตะไหล่ของชายคนนั้นและถามว่าจะขอใช้โทรศัพท์ได้ไหมรอไปก่อนนะครับชายคนนั้นกล่าวพร้อมเอามือปิดหูโทรศัพท์ไว้ผมกำลังคุยกับภรรยาอยู
่ And now for our viewers hotline
I am a mechanical engineer I admire the consumption of only plants and vegetable products I also advocate the preservation of the earth's greenery Best wishes Yours truly, Solomon from Nigeria.
Supportive Solomon, thank you for your earth-loving note. The vegan diet is truly the most sure way we can stop global warming and keep our planet's verdant beauty. You can access relevant information at www.suprememastertv.com/veg or www.suprememastertv.com/SOS, free to download.With our love and divine blessings to you and the open-hearted people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with happiness and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel commences a tour of the Middle East with visits thus far to United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, where she discussed enhanced bilateral relations, regional peace, and other international issues.
Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and his Malaysian counterpart Najib Razak reach an agreement on a long-standing issue of shared land and water as they also initiate plans for a rapid transit link between their countries.
To protect outdoor workers,From excessive heat, the United Arab Emirates Labor Ministry extends their daily midday rest time an additional month into September.
Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of England officially opens the new session of the United Kingdom's Parliament, announcing plans for the nation that include various political reforms as well as restored economic growth.
Students from Watchung Hills Regional High School in New Jersey, USA, raised $25,000 for the Pennies for Peace Foundation to support a girls' school in Pakistan.
The 7th Conference of Ministers of the Council of Europe is held in Azerbaijan with a theme of gender equality, as First Lady Mehriban Aliyeva affirms the topic's primary importance and the need for more progress in relation to women's rights.
Russia swiftly sends more than 14 tons of emergency aid, including pumps, boats, and diesel generators following recent severe flooding in Poland.
In New Zealand, thousands of youth celebrate Youth Week 2010, which this year focuses on family relations and includes addressing the impact of alcohol on young people, their families and communities.
Bolivia, Argentina and Paraguay agree to set up a new tri-national office to help coordinate prevention and warning for natural disasters across 20 municipalities in the three countries' shared Chaco ecosystem.
With assistance from the Swiss Foundation for Mine Action, the Philippine Moro Islamic Liberation Front agrees to remove landmines in a region of previous conflict to enable the safe return of residents to their homes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.